This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Christmas Eve was a bad night for Netflix. Just as millions of Americans were sitting down with their families, maybe thinking of putting on a movie, Netflix's online streaming service went down. The company is blaming Amazon, which owns the servers Netflix uses. Amazon, by the way, also runs a rival streaming video service. So what do you do when you're a company like Netflix that relies on a competitor to run your business? Here's Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff.
There's a name for this kind of relationship.
Yeah, co-opetition.
Co-opetition, as in cooperation and competition. Or you might say...
frenemies, that's another way to put it, yeah.
Ethan Kurzweil is vice president at venture capital firm Bessemer Venture Partners. He says we're seeing more and more corporate relationships that you might call complicated. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings derides Amazon's rival video streaming service, but he sings the praises of Amazon's web servers, at least until they knocked Netflix offline briefly this week.
It certainly makes for a great story.
Eric Clemens is a professor at the Wharton School. He says no one is suggesting this was malicious on Amazon's part, but it's another example of just how complicated the borders between companies have become. Apple, for one, still relies on Samsung for many of its chips, even as their smartphones duke it out. And Apple has been trying to distance itself from Google now that Android is the iPhone's fiercest rival.
Most people simply didn't understand what being dependent upon Google meant.
It's hard to predict when a friend might become a foe. Kurzweil of the venture capital firm says many startups get off the ground using Amazon servers or maybe selling through Amazon's site. That can be a boon or end badly.
The result is that Amazon knows a lot about their businesses and can always choose to compete.
And then co-opetition becomes good old competition. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.